USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is now pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza before the United Nations. Submitting a draft resolution this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement while visiting with Arab leaders in Egypt on Thursday. He's set to visit leaders in Israel Friday. The U.N. Security Council will vote Friday on the new U.S. ceasefire resolution. Americans are still shelling out money for homes despite soaring interest rates. Home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February.
The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10%. Compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline, which was attributed to those soaring mortgage rates. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. lawmakers have put forth a $1.2 trillion government funding proposal as a potential solution to a looming partial government shutdown. Both the House and Senate must approve the bill by the end of Friday to prevent at least a temporary funding gap. Departments at risk of facing funding shortages include defense, education, and the legislative branch. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. If you can't come up with a big amount of bond money, USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Apple is being sued for alleged antitrust law violations. The lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Getting inflation down to 2% remains a challenge, but it's where the Fed believes things are headed as they announced a decision to keep key interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking to reporters this week.
Markets believe we will achieve that goal, and they should believe that because that's what will happen over time.
Both the Consumer Price Index and personal consumption expenditure ticked back up in January and February, raising some concern, but Powell believes it's just a minor correction and that a broader downward trend in inflation will continue through 2024 and allow for future rate cuts. A pair of suspects who are charged in the ambush shooting of three Boise, Idaho police officers are now in custody. Boise Police Chief Ron Winiger announced Thursday the men were captured in an area around Twin Falls, Idaho. While one of them was being transported from a Boise hospital this week to a waiting van, the other suspect got the drop on police officers and shot two of them. At the same time, Winiger says,
we are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
One officer has been released from the hospital while two officers remain hospitalized. Nestle is initiating a recall of more than 440,000 Starbucks mugs due to safety concerns. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warned these mugs are prone to overheating and breaking, posing a risk of burns and other injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.